Take a step back in time and visit La Casona, one of the oldest houses in La Fortuna in Costa Rica. The house used to belong to an ex-president at the turn of the last century. At La Casona, their aim is to preserve the old traditions, including processing sugar the old-fashioned way. They produce a variety of products from the sugarcane, including moonshine, sugarcane liquor and fudge, and dark brown sugar. And it's all done without electricity, as Carlos Alvarado from Desafío Adventure Company explains.
Well, here in Costa Rica, many years ago, 50, 60 years ago, there was electricity only in the main cities in Costa Rica, let's say like San Jose, the capital, Alajuela, only in those big cities. On the rural areas, rural towns, there was no electricity. So the farmers, they had a machine, which is called trapiche in Spanish. That machine uses as a main power the oxen.
So the oxen are attached to the machine and they kind of turn it. So what are they doing as they turn this machine?
Well, this machine, it has three big metal rollers and it has also a transmission on the top. So pretty much the oxen, they walk in circles and they move the transmission. So the metal rollers, they start moving. They squeeze the cane through the metal rollers and they extract the juice from the cane.
So one side comes out the juice and the other side comes out the leftover bit of cane. So let's do with the leftover cane first. What do you deal with that?
Well, the leftover is very useful because sugarcane belongs to the grass family. So what the farmers do is they grab a machete and they cut it into smaller pieces to feed the animals. It's a really good food for the animals, very healthy. Also, they let it dry for about 2 weeks. And then after 2 weeks, when it's completely dry, they can use it as a fuel to light the fire every day in the morning, like candling.
So you've also got some juice that came out, sugarcane juice. What do you do with that?
Boiling and evaporation. So the farmers, they have a very large pot close to the sugarcane mill. So what they do is they boil the juice for about 2 hours. Then after those 2 hours, the juice concentrates and turns into molasses. Right after they get the molasses, they cool down the molasses till they got the right texture. When they get the right texture, they have a wooden mold with conical holes, and then they pour the molasses into the wooden mold in each hole. After 2 hours, the molasses cools and hardens. So what they do is they just grab the wooden mold, put it upside down, heat it on the back, they lift it up, and then they get the main product, which is the brown sugar.
Now we're talking about sugar, and sugar traditionally is not thought of as very healthy. So up until this point in the process where you've got your brown sugar, how healthy are all these products?
Well, these products are like really, really healthy, really good for your body. The white refined sugar is not healthy at all. But the sugarcane juice and the brown sugar, they have antioxidants. So you have like any like problem, you have a flu or a cold, that's going to help you a lot. Also, the molasses, they have a lot of proteins and minerals, such as calcium, iron, phosphorus. The white refined sugar is not healthy at all.
And that brown sugar loaf that you have at the end, can that be used in the same way as the white sugar that we always think of?
Yeah, it can be used as a regular sugar, like as a sweetener for your coffee, for your drinks. You can use it.
And this kind of traditional process, is this used anywhere in Costa Rica still, or has it completely disappeared?
It almost has completely disappeared. But we have few still, like in different places, different areas. We have some Costa Rican people, they're trying to rescue these customs, these traditions, especially because they want to show this to tourists that visit us and also to the next generations in Costa Rica.
That's Carlos Alvarado from Desafío Adventure Company in Costa Rica. For more information, see desafiocostarica.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.